Despite continued community pushback, plans are moving forward to demolish Granite High School in South Salt Lake to make way for single-family homes. The city's planning commission approved a developer's proposal with a unanimous vote Thursday night. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
The developer, Garbett Homes, plans to use a little more than half of the school's 27 acres for the new neighborhood. Jacob Ballstead spoke on behalf of the company.
There's a lot of people that want to live here. They want to live close to town. They want to live in an urban area. They want to buy homes that are built by a sustainable builder.
The plans have gone through a number of revisions in response to community feedback. Many South Salt Lake residents have spoken out against developing the land at all, hoping instead that the 110-year-old high school, which has been closed since 2009, could be restored and repurposed.
Not everyone's happy, and we understand that, but we're doing the best we can.
Ballstead said the approved plans will include green space that will be easily accessible from the street, with a public park feel to it. While Marilee Carter, representing Granite High alumni, spoke out against the proposal. She said the decision left her in shock, but that not all hope is lost.
Well, the city council still could vote against this. Maybe the mayor could still veto it.
And if not, Carter is hoping the developers will work with her to preserve at least a portion of the historic buildings. Garbett Homes also plans to develop the remainder of the land for commercial use, but left that proposal for a future date. Lee Hale, KUER News.